Saddle up and settle in. It's time for New Local Country First. You're kicking country on Buck 92.3. Jam-packed with fresh country from artists who live right here in Central Michigan.
Where country legends live. Buck 92.3, Mount Pleasant.
This is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local here on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. I got Tyler Payne with me. Tyler, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well today.
How did you first get into country music?
I mean, I've been listening to country music since I was a kid, country and rock mostly. Believe it or not, I was raised mostly on rock and roll, and country was not really a thing that my parents listened to, but I secretly was a very big fan of Toby Keith.
Yeah.
When I was like, I don't know, seventh grade, I would go to the library and check out CDs, and I would always grab Toby Keith.
That's what I've heard from a lot of the artists that I've interviewed, is they weren't necessarily into country music when they got started. You know, the genres that they liked was like rock, and they did like country. So that's pretty neat. That's, you know, it's kind of seemed the like same flow for everybody, is like, you know, we're country, but you know, when we were younger, we liked the, you know, the rock and stuff. So
yeah, maybe it's a Michigan thing, I guess.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, because that's who, I mean, I've talked to everyone from Michigan. And that's another thing, too, is they've all said that being from Michigan, because a lot of them have gone down to Nashville and been down there. But the Michigan thing, you know, and that's what they all say is, you know, it's different when you're from Michigan.
Yeah, it's definitely, I haven't really spent significant time down in Nashville or in the South, but from my understanding, we do things a little bit differently than they do in the southern states.
Yeah. Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
Oh, geez. I would say I was the number one fan of probably Ozzy Osbourne for the longest time. But then I started getting into people like Jack Johnson, Shinedown, and kind of an eclectic mix, I guess you could say. But I got my start, I guess, listening to stuff like Puddle of Mud and Jack Johnson and Shinedown, Ozzy, classic rock type stuff.
Yeah. If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I would say at this point, my sound has kind of evolved over the last 5-10 years, but I would put myself in more of like an alternative country style. I usually will tell people country / folk / rock.
Okay. What does being a local artist mean to you?
That's an interesting question. It's just, it's all about making connections, having fun, making people smile along the way. I think just being a musician in general, it's all about using the gifts that I've been given of, you know, music to connect with other people. And music is just, I think it's one of the most powerful tools we have.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just nice to be able to get out and share that with other people. And I know that, you know, every song is going to hit each person differently. And I just like being part of that connection.
Do you have a favorite place around to play or write music?
So I just kind of started gigging consistently last year, so I haven't really hit the music scene super hard in the area. And right now I'm just kind of getting in everywhere I can. So I guess I don't have a favorite spot per se to play out live, just anywhere that I can. In terms of writing, it just depends on my mood, I guess. I mean, I don't have a certain place that I go, but I like to, I hunt in the fall and stuff. So a lot of times I'll be sitting in my deer stand and contemplating and pondering life and thinking about lyrics. And I guess that's where a lot of my ideas can come from, that. And I drive a lot for work, so a lot of time to think about lyrics and music and all that.
And here, you know, kind of leads right into this next question. So how does living here influence your songwriting?
In Michigan in specific, I am very proud of Michigan. I'm from Michigan. I grew up near Traverse City area. But when I turned 18, I kind of started the migration away from Michigan. I moved to upstate New York and Boston, and I lived in New England for a period of time. And I just, since moving back to Michigan about 5 years ago, I just love it here. You can hear it in my songs that I've written, influence of nature and being outdoors. And I even have a new song that I wrote recently called North Country, and it's about what it means just because we're not in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're still from Michigan and we're still country.
Yeah. Where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
I just life and in general. A lot of my songs gravitate towards life or love or experiences, struggle, personal struggle. I think there's inspiration kind of anywhere that you look. you just got to pay attention. And I don't know if there's necessarily singular things. It's just whatever strikes me in the moment, and
yeah,
or something I've gone through recently, or somebody I talk to, really anywhere. I just try to stay in tune, you know, with what's going on around me.
Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
I just wrote a song, honestly, like maybe a month and a half ago. It's called Ever After. And I feel like that song kind of captures a lot for me. It's about kind of heaven and hoping that it's familiar, you know, hoping that when I get there, or if I get there, it's going to have the things that I love here, there as well. So,
yeah. What's your songwriting process like? Do you do lyrics first or melody first?
Usually all at the same time. I'll pick up my guitar and start playing, and you know, whatever comes out, comes out. Lately, I've been keeping a journal of lyrics at top of my head throughout the day. And that's actually been pretty helpful. It's different than what I've usually done, but I feel like it's helped me to like formulate ideas a little bit better. So
yeah.
I guess lately it's been more lyrics first and then melody.
We'll be right back with more Tyler Payne.
Hey, this is Tyler Payne, and you're listening to us on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
This is God's honest truth. There really ain't nothing that I love more than you. Let me spell out the words for you. I'll leave it right on down if you want me to. There really ain't nothing in this world that I wouldn't. Other. That don't mean I won't love you more every day. My vision might get a little bit hazy. That don't mean the sight of you won't blow me away. They say that time takes a toll on everything, but I can't see it change the way that I feel about you. They say that love, it seems to fade away. My love is here to stay. Now that's the truth. Let me tell you something. This is God's honest truth. There really ain't nothing that I love more than you. Let me spell out the words for you. I'll lead her right on down if you want me to. There really ain't nothing in this world that I wouldn't do for you. I would walk through a storm and hurricane if it meant that I could take away every ounce of your pain. I would give every penny that I've earned if it meant that I could give you everything that you deserve. I'll never question that. You're the best thing that I have, and I'll never let you go till my very last breath. And when that day comes, I'll say it again. Tell you something. This is God's honest truth. There really ain't nothing that I love more than you.
music and country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
The General Agency has been through it all. After 110 years of experience, the General Agency in Mount Pleasant knows how to deal with the unexpected. Just as important, they know how to respond. That's why General Agency has partnered with Auto Owners Insurance for decades. Auto Owners Insurance provides protection in uncertain times, and in those times, the General Agency goes above and beyond by offering a chauffeured claim service. They take any hassle out of the process. They don't pass you on to an insurance agent, they work with them. It's like a valet service for all your claims. Knowledgeable, committed, trusted. That's the General Agency. Visit them today on Broadway, downtown Mount Pleasant.
You heard it here first on Buck 92.3. You're kicking country. Fresh, fresh, fresh local country where country legends live. Welcome back to Kicking Country.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Local country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hey, this is Tyler Payne, and you're listening to us on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Now back with more Tyler Payne. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
I would say probably raw, stripped down. I'm just a solo acoustic artist at the moment, so soulful. I like stuff, playing stuff like Chris Stapleton, Tyler Tyler's. You know, I'll do Zach Bryan, but also I like to throw in more of the 90s, 2000s country, you know, Alan Jackson, Tim McGraw, George Strait, those guys. And I just like to have a good time.
Yeah.
And play music that connects. I think I kind of alluded to that a little bit ago.
Yeah. Do you remember your first live performance?
The first live performance that I can remember doing would have been for... I mean, outside of like Christmas programs when I was in elementary school, I was in a couple talent shows in middle school.
Okay.
I remember playing a piano song that I wrote. I think that was more like ninth grade.
Yeah.
I wrote a piano song and I performed that for the whole school.
Probably shaking in your boots.
That was pretty memorable. Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely.
What's been your most memorable show so far?
My most memorable show actually was recently I played at the Sandbar in Ludington, and it was just a fantastic night.
I've heard a lot of good things about that place.
Oh, it was really cool. The way most of these venues are, you know, you're just enhancing the vibe. You know, you're there to be in the background while people hang out, and I love doing that. But the Sandbar was like, it felt like a real show. Like people were actually there to see me. There was an awesome stage, and it was packed in there, and everybody was so supportive, and they kept yelling for original songs, which doesn't usually happen. So that was extremely encouraging.
Well,
I got
more,
to play a bunch of originals.
You know, more and more people are wanting that. They, you know, that's why I decided to start this show on Sundays, is because, you know, one, to help you guys, you know, all the local artists, you know, hear your music on the radio. Cause, and that's, you know, it's important for people to hear it. You know, two, people want to hear your originals. They want to hear what's from you. They don't want to hear what's from, you know, somebody else that you're just covering. And, you know, they do too, but they, you know, they would rather hear an original, you know, and that's what's, you know, pretty neat about it. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Gosh, that's a hard question. Cause I'm listening to a lot of people. I would say if I got the call from, I guess, Chris Stapleton, would be...
He puts on a good show.
I think I would be speechless. I had the pleasure of seeing him in concert up in Grand Rapids a couple years ago.
I seen him in Mount Pleasant at the Soaring Eagle Casino. And
he's just so fantastic.
Yeah, he puts on a good show.
Or Kenny Chesney. I would say Kenny Chesney.
Kenny's a good one too. I don't think I've seen him. It was Brad Paisley that I seen at the casino.
All right, yeah.
This is a real fun question that I had to throw it in because it's a fun one. Your road trip snack of choice.
I've always loved pizza combos.
Pizza combos. Is it like the pepperoni one, or is it just the cheese one, or is there any in particular?
I think it's the pepperoni pretzel.
Okay, yes. I like the nacho cheese pretzel ones are pretty good too.
Yeah, those are good.
Here's another good question, and it's kind of a stumper, but I kind of got an idea who you might say, but what is your favorite country song of all time?
Oh, man.
It's a difficult one, because I've changed it a few times with the interviews that I've done. There's been like a handful, but there's always one that I go back to, and I'll tell it to you after you tell me yours.
All right. It's really hard to choose. Favorite country song of all time. I guess since we were kind of on Well, it'd be a tie between Chris Stapleton, Traveler.
Yeah, that's
or I love the song Shake the Frost by Tyler Childers.
Okay. I'll have to, I don't know if I've heard that one yet or not. Mine, and I always go back to it, is Garth Brooks' The Dance.
Okay, yeah.
It's just one of my, it's like one of my favorite, just favorite songs of all time.
It's hard to go wrong with anything Garth Brooks.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. What is your biggest goal that you're chasing right now?
Gosh, I guess I would say just getting this album recorded. I've recorded in the past, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to play some of my stuff. And it's been a full production, you know, acoustic, and I play acoustic and sing, and then have all the backing tracks and stuff behind it. But I'm really looking forward to this new album because I'm stripping it down to kind of who I am at the core as an artist, and that's just going to be acoustic and vocals. I don't know if I'm going to put much else in there, but it's been something on my bucket list for a long time. So I'm just really looking forward to getting that out, and I would love to get some traction on that.
What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
I would say practice as much as you possibly can. Even if you feel like you don't sound good, you're not going to feel any more confident or get any better if you don't just play as much as often. And just enjoy yourself. I think people respond more to a passionate performance than they do to just, I don't know, I guess playing to play.
Uh-huh.
But if you really put your heart and soul into it and do it because you love to do it, I think that makes all the difference.
Yeah. Where can people hear or stream your music?
So I have 4 songs right now on pretty much every streaming platform you can find them on. If you just search Tyler Payne,
okay,
those should come up. I'm on like all the social medias,
okay,
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I post pretty regularly on those, just like live performances and, you know, recordings in my office and stuff like that. So I would just say that I hope to meet as many of you guys as possible, see some of you at some of my shows. And I'm just really looking forward to, I guess, making a splash in the music industry here in Michigan.
Well, Tyler, I want to thank you for coming on, and I've enjoyed the conversation. We'll have to do it again real soon.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where country legends live, Buck 92.3.